kylällisen studio.
Head kuulajat, tänases külalises stuudios on külas Jonathan Hessen. Jonathan Hessen on TV7 Jeruusalemma toimetuse juht. Saates tuleb juttu Iisraelis toimuvast ja selle laiemast mõjust. Hesseniga vestleb Margit Prantsus. Saadet tõlgib Johannes Vergi.
Tere tulemast Pereraadio saatesse, Jonathan. Bruchim aba imle Estonia või bruchim aba imle raadio.
Toda raba, thank you very much.
Rõõm, et leidsid aega tulla. Jonathan Hessen, sa oled Eestis esimest korda, aga me tunneme siin TV7 vahendusel juba ammu. Mis asjus sa oled siin Eestis?
Jonathan, you are in Estonia for the first time, but we know you through TV7. What is it exactly that you are doing in Estonia?
Well, I was asked by Päivi, who is the leader of TV7 Estonia, to come and be part of a program here in the country. This is an excited time for me to be here and visit for the first time.
Et Päivi, kes on TV7 programmi juht, kutsus mind olema osa sellest programmist ja mul on väga suur rõõm olla siin Eestis esimest korda ja see on ka väga põnev.
So I get also the chance to experience your city. Of course, it is a famous city with a listing in the World Heritage Site.
Mul on au ka saada tundma teie linna, kuna see on ju väga kuulus linn, mis kuulub ka UNESCO pika nimekirja.
And it's a privilege to learn the history of this place.
Ja on ka suur privileeg õppida tundma selle koha ajalugu.
Kuidas tundub Eesti niimoodi esmapilgul, kas inimesed on väga palju rahulikumad kui Iisraelis ja kuidas sa selle ilmaga siin hakkama saad?
Estonia at first sight, how does it seem to you and are the people a bit more calm than in Israel? And also, how are you coping with the weather here?
Well, I love the weather. I actually think that the weather is wonderful and it cools you down.
Et ilm on väga mõnus ja jahutab maha.
Nevertheless, with regard to the people, they've been all very warm and welcoming.
Mis puutub inimestesse, siis kõik on olnud väga soojad ja vastutulelikud.
And actually, we have a representative of Estonia in our office.
Meie studios on ka Eesti esindaja.
Our translator.
Meie tõlk.
Monika Jaguri, who is an inspiration for us all with regard to our work ethic and beyond.
Et tõlk, kes siis nende studios töötab, Monika Jaguri, on eeskujuks neile oma tööeetika ja taolisega.
Kas sa räägiksid natukene endast, kus sa oled pärit, kas sa oled Iisraelis sündinud ja milline on sinu suhe Jumalaga?
Would you please speak a little about yourself and whether you are born in Israel and what is your relationship with God?
Well, I am indeed born in Israel, in Jerusalem actually. I come from a Israeli family, actually a mixed family.
Et ma olen tõesti sündinud Jerusalemas Iisraelis ja ma tulen siis Iisraeli perekonnast.
My father has a Druze background.
Minu isal on Druusi taust.
Which is actually a very small group of people, almost the same like Estonians in the world.
Mis on väga väike inimeste rühm ja umbes nii palju kui on eestlasi maailmas.
And are the descendants of Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses.
Ja on Moosese äia järeltulijad.
And my mother is Dutch.
Ja minu ema on hollandlane.
Dutch background and has been in the country for many, many years.
Ja on elanud Iisraelis väga palju aastaid.
But we grew up in a born-again family.
Aga ma olen üles kasvanud uuesti sündinute perekonnas.
And I've been very fortunate with having the opportunity to learn who Christ is from a very young age.
Ja mul on olnud suur eesõigus õppida tundma, kes on Kristus väga varasest ajast alates.
And made a decision at also a young age to follow Christ and be part of this wonderful body.
Ja olen saanud ka teha otsuse järgida Kristust üsna noore seas ja olla osa sellest ihust.
Ma tean, et sinu põhiliseks tegevuseks Iisraelis on Jeruusalemma stuudios käsitleda poliitika hetkeseisu Iisraelis, aga kas sa oskaksid öelda enda hinnangul, kuidas elavad Iisraeli kogudused täna?
So your main job in Israel is to find out news and things about Israel and lead that. But how would you say, how are living the congregations in Israel who believe in Jesus right now?
Well, I'm very happy to say that growing up in Israel, we knew in the past almost every believer out there. And over the course of the years, today, we don't, meaning that many people have come to faith or many believers from around the world have come to live in Israel.
Üles kasvades oli selline olukord, et me tundsime iga uskliku, sellepärast, et neid oli nii vähe. Aga tänasel päeval ma saan öelda, et ma ei tunne kõiki, sellepärast, et väga paljud on usule tulnud ja ka üle maailma on usklike juute juurde tulnud.
Which shows on a very positive trend when it comes to the growth of the body of Christ in Israel.
Mis on väga positiivne trend vaadates kristlaste arvu kasvu Iisraelis.
Kas ma saan õigesti aru, et see tegelikult ka just kui loob sellele inimese usule suurema väärtuse, kui ta saab usklikuks sellistes tingimustes, kus sellest ei saa nii väga avalikult rääkida kui näiteks Eestis?
Is it correct that it brings on a bigger or greater value when you are saved in an environment where you maybe can't express it very publicly like in Israel or in the past in Estonia?
Well, I think there is a value to being part of the body of Christ anywhere you are. I mean, he is the truth, the way, and the life for anyone who believes in him, and he's the only way to heaven.
Et ma usun, et on juba suur väärtus, kui me saame tundma Jeesust ükskõik, kus me oleme, sellepärast, et tema on tee ja tõde ja elu ja temast lähtub elu.
That said, of course, growing up in a minority, that does mean that at some point you realize that you need to know what you believe in and you need to know what you stand for. So that encourages you and stimulates you to really follow in the footsteps of Jesus and beyond that, learn who he is and understand it to the full extent of your faith.
Loomulikult kasvades üles vähemuses on kindlasti väga oluline, et sa tead täpselt, milles sa ja mida sa usud, sellepärast, et ainult siis saab tulla see tõeline sisu välja.
Kui räägiksime nüüd ka sellest, milline on sinu igapäeva töö, siis TV7 on kanal, mida ka Eestis väga paljud televaatajad igapäev vaatavad. Ja huvitav oleks teada saada, et mille alusel te valite uudiste programmi igaks õhtuks need kolm teemat välja, mis on seal esindatud, kas need on selle põhjal, mis on kõige põletavama hetkel ühiskonnas või tuleb, kujuneb see otsus ka kuidagi lähtuvalt sellest, et TV7 on kristlik kanal.
So let's also talk a little about your everyday job. People in Estonia also watch TV7 and can follow the program that you lead. How do you choose the news items? Is it that what is the most important right now, what is the most on fire, or are the decisions also influenced by the fact that TV7 is a Christian television station?
Well, news is news.
Uudised on uudised.
And our responsibility is to cover the news.
Ja meie vastutus on teha uudiste raportit.
Our focus is to provide people at home with the tools to know what is going.
Et meie ülesanne on anda inimestele info selle kohta, mis parasjagu toimub.
And as believers, being called to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as it says in Psalm 122.
Ja nagu Psalm 122 ütleb, siis on meil kohustus ka Iisraelist paluda.
We want to encourage people to really understand the situation to the full extent of the different occurrences.
Me soovime, et inimesed saaksid aru täielikult sellest olukorrast, mis parasjagu toimub.
Whether it is in Israel,
on see siis Iisraelis,
or in the extended Middle East,
või laiemas Lähis-Idas,
or sometimes even in the world,
või vahel ka terves maailmas,
they have direct or indirect implications on the peace of Jerusalem.
Asjadele, millel võib siis olla kas otsene või kaudne mõju Jerusalema rahule.
Which provides us with a basis of how we choose the topics to cover.
Ja see on siis see, mis annab meile aluse, mille põhjal me uudiseid valime.
And what actually is our foundation is that every morning we pray and we're asking God to guide and lead us to know what to talk about and how to talk about it.
Ja üks asi, mida me ka teeme, et me igal hommikul palume, et Jumal juhiks täpselt kajastama neid asju, mida on vaja, et me saaksime teha õiged valikud.
Iisrael on väga suurepärane näide riigist, mis on suutnud kokku sulatada või kus saavad vabalt koos elada väga erinevad inimeste gruppid.
Israel is a wonderful example of how different groups of people are kind of melted together or they can live together peacefully.
Kuidas lühidalt öelda, mis on see saladus, mis on see võtmesõna, et see on võimalik?
Shortly, what is the secret key to the possibility that different groups live together peacefully?
Well, once we find out, we will make sure to tell our leaders, because it is a conflict-ridden area as well.
Et kui me selle võtme leiame, siis me kindlasti oma maa juhtidele sellega anname, sellepärast, et tegemist on ikkagi väga konfliktse piirkonnaga.
Nevertheless, I think that human beings in general aspire to live in peace and security.
Aga ma usun seda, et inimolenditena me soovime püüelda selle poole, et elada üksteisega rahus.
And the foundation for conflict in most cases is hopelessness and the inability to see what will happen tomorrow.
Ja konfliktide põhjuseks vahel on ka see, et inimesed elavad lootusetuses ja nad ei oska ette näha, mis edasi tuleb.
Primarily with the future for your children and your family.
Ja esmajärjekorras käib siin alla see, et me ei näe, milliselt elavad meie lapsed tulevikus ja kuidas me saame neile pakkuda parimat elu.
So it is my belief that only through Christ true peace can prevail.
Ja ma usun seda, et ainult Kristuse kaudu saab rahu ilmseks tulla.
Because he is the only hope people can have for a better future.
Sellepärast, et tema on ainus lootus, millele inimesed saavad ehitada oma parema elu.
Iisraelis on ka palju selliseid inimesi, kes veel Jeesusest ei tea, teda ei usu, aga kas ma olen õigel teel, kui ma arvan, et paljuski aitab erinevatel inimestel koos elada selline lihtne vastutulelikkus ja soojus üksteise suhtes.
In Israel there are also many people who don't know Jesus yet, but am I on the right track when I say that the warmth of the people and how hospitable they are is a way how to get them on the track to believing in Jesus?
Well, something that I have been saying for years, and I quote, it's a U.S. Senator, Hiram Johnson, who just before the entry into World War I stated, the first casualty of war is the truth.
Et Jonathan selle küsimuse peale oskab vastata ainult ühe USA senaatori sõnadega ja mis ta ütles, et esimene inimohver tavaliselt on tõde.
And war can be also said as conflict, any conflict.
Ja sõda võib olla ka ükskõik milline konflikt.
So in other words, the first casualty of any conflict is deception.
Nii et esimene ohver, mis tavaliselt igas konfliktis tuuakse, on siis tegelikult kas tõde või siis, nagu ta ütles nüüd, vale või pettus.
So deception, which I believe is rooted by the devil, is trying to move people away from the truth, and that is Christ.
Ja see pettus, mida kurat oma vägedega juhib, siis see püüab inimesi Kristusest ehk tõest eemale juhatada.
And the basis for that, of course, Israelis are very warm and very hospitable and like to talk very loud sometimes.
Et iisraelased on loomulikult väga soojad ja sõbralikud ja neile meeldib väga kõva häälega vahel rääkida.
Nevertheless, they are also very knowledgeable of their heritage and of the Bible.
Aga nad on ka väga teadlikud oma pärandist ja ka piiblist.
Specifically the Old Testament.
Ja eriti Vanast Testamentist.
So when you want to put those two things that I spoke about in context.
Et kui panna need kaks asja, mida ma mainisin nüüd konteksti.
That the deception is put on certain parts of the Old Testament that proclaim Jesus as Christ.
Et kui pettus on nüüd pandud nende Vana Testamendi osade peale, mis kuulutavad Jeesust Kristusena,
are withholding the people of Israel from truly understanding who is the way to God.
Siis need kohad just täpselt hoiavadki Iisraeli inimestel jõudma selleni, kes on Jumala tõde.
So I believe that in order to really encourage people to direct them to the right path, one should really know the Old Testament and use that for the glory of God.
Ja selleks, et inimesi juhatada nende õigele teele, ma arvan, et see inimene, kes seda teeb, peab väga hästi tundma Vana Testamenti, et abistada inimesi ja tuua au Jumalale.
Kui me tuleme nüüd jutujärjega siia Eesti ja eestlaste juurde, siis kuidas saaks Eesti inimesed, Eesti usklikud olla just nendes küsimustes, millest me rääkisime, Iisraeli inimestele kasuks? Kas nad saavad ainult palvetada, et inimesed tuleksid Jeesuse tundmisele või me saaksime ka midagi rohkemat teha?
So when we talk about Estonia and the Estonian people and in fact that what is it that the Estonian people could do to help in the matters that we just spoke about the Israeli people? Can we only pray or can we do something practical as well?
Well, I believe that prayer and action go hand in hand.
Mina usun, et palve ja tegutsemine käivad käsi käes.
And I think that the capabilities of every individual are rooted in the calling of God to each person and person.
Ja iga ühe võimekus on tegelikult juurdunud sellesse, milline on tema kutsumine Jumalalt.
I think that some people are called to pray.
Mõned inimesed on kutsutud palvetama.
And are gifted in certain areas pertaining to that.
Ja neil on ka annid selles vallas.
And others, and in most cases fewer, are gifted to talk and to research and to really establish a strong foundation in order to encourage people to look and cite specific things that will lead them to an open heart.
Ja teised inimesed on jälle andekad või Jumala andidega kohtades, kus nad saavadki otsida ja uurida ja lugeda, et siis inimesi sellele õigele teele juhatada, aga neid tihti peale on vähem.
Kui mõned aastad tagasi Knesseti asespiiker Liia Shemtov külastas Eestit, oli ka väike kohtumine siinsete kristlastega.
So a few years ago, when the vice speaker of Knesset was visiting Estonia a few years ago, then there was a meeting with Estonian Christians.
Ja tema tõi välja neli punkti, mida meie saaksime teha, et Iisraeli toetada.
And she brought out four things that we Estonians could do to support Israel.
Esiteks palvetades Iisraeli eest.
First, to pray for Israel.
Teiseks rääkides Iisraeli kohta head.
Second, to speak good things about Israel.
Kolmandaks, ise külastades Iisraeli.
Thirdly, to visit personally Israel.
Ja neljandaks, kui on võimalus, siis ka materiaalselt tõnnistada.
And the last thing, fourth, when it's possible to materially somehow support Israel.
Mul oleks küsimus just selle esimese punkti kohta eelkõige, et toetada Iisraeli palves. Kas sina kui usklik inimene Iisraelis tooksid välja mõned punktid konkreetselt, mille eest võiksid Eesti kristlased palvetada seoses Iisraeliga?
Coming back to the first point of praying for Israel, you as a believer in Israel, could you tell us a few things what we could as Estonians pray for in Israel?
Well, I think that that is part of what I do to start with.
Ma usun, et see on see, mida ma tegelikult igapäevaselt teen.
As I expressed earlier, TV7 Israel News was established to provide people with the tools to know what to pray for.
Et nagu ma enne ütlesin, siis TV7 uudised oligi loodud just selle eesmärgiga, et anda inimestele sisend sellest, millest nad palvetama peavad.
And unfortunately, news usually directs its attention to things that are more challenging and in context bad than good things.
Ja kahjuks tihti peale on niimoodi, et uudised juhivad meie tähelepanu asjadele, mis on halvad või on kontekstis halvaga.
So I'd like to encourage also your hearers and the people in Estonia in general to encourage them to pray for the bad things and praise God for the good things.
Ja ma julgustan kõiki kuulajaid, et paluma just nende keeruliste olukordade pärast ja julgustama ka kiitma Jumalat nende heade asjadest, mis juhtuvad.
And encourage them to listen to TV7 Israel News and to Jerusalem Studio, which is also broadcasted on TV7 Estonia.
Ja julgustan inimesi ka vaatama TV7 Israeli uudiseid ja ka vaatama Jerusalema stuudiot.
Ma arvan, et väga paljud pereraadio kuulajad vaatavad TV7 ja eriti just neid õhtuseid uudiseid ja TV7 alates sellest ajast, kui ta on Eestis olnud eetris, on tegelikult täitnud ühe väga olulise lünga, mis puudutab just Iisraeli uudiseid.
Many people who listen to pereraadio are also watching the TV7 Israel news and we believe that TV7 with their news program have filled a gap that was missing before.
Aga üks täpsustav küsimus veel selle palve teema kohta, et mis puudutab Jeesusesse uskuvaid inimesi Iisraelis, mida nende heaks võiks palvetada, sest TV7 uudistes enamus uudised on sellised poliitilist laadi, aga just kui vaadata neid inimesi, kes usuvad Jeesust Iisraelis, mida nende heaks võiks palvetada?
Coming back to the prayer point, since TV7 Israel News mostly deals with political news, then what could we pray for the Israeli believers who believe in Jesus? What exactly is that we could pray for?
Well, when Daniel was in a challenging position in the Bible and Gabriel was supposed to go and provide him with a message, the Bible talks about the prince of Persia, a spirit that blocked Gabriel, which enforced him to bring another angel to his assistance, Michael. I think that that situation is also relevant for today. There is a spiritual warfare happening over Israel and over the entire Middle East, which brings me to the point which prayer should be done for the people of Israel to be able to withstand the spiritual warfare.
Oluline punkt selle juures on see, et Piiblist me näeme ka Danieli loost, et peaingel Gabriel oli tema juurde vastusega teel, aga talle oli kuri vastuseis ja temale pidi veel üks ingel Miikael appi tulema, et see vastus kohale jõuaks. Ja ma arvan, et samamoodi saame me paluda Iisraeli inimestele seda, et nad jääksid püsima ja paluda seda järjekindlust, mitte järgi jätta.
See on väga hea mõte ja ma usun, et raadiokuulajad, kes soovivad Iisraeli eest palvetada, said siit väga hea mõte.
I believe it's a very important point and listeners who want to pray for Israel got a very important note here.
Üks küsimus ka selle punkti kohta, et Iisraeli on võimalik toetada seda maad külastades.
Another question is concerning the fact that you can support Israel by visiting.
Sellega seoses tahaks küsida sinu kui TV7 töötaja käest, et kui kristlane külastab Iisraeli, kas TV7 stuudiot oleks ka võimalik külastada, kui selleks peaks soovi olema?
So you as a person who works in TV7, if a Christian believer is visiting Israel, can they also visit the studio of TV7?
Well, they're definitely welcome to send us an email and to request a visit. Unfortunately, sometimes we have a very intense schedule, which does not allow us a lot of time or free time. Nevertheless, if it is possible during that week that they do ask, we will specify that it could be possible.
Kindlasti on iga külastaja teretulnud meile meili saatma ja paluma külastust, aga kuna meil on väga tihe graafik, siis ei saa me kindlasti garanteerida, et just sellel hetkel, kui inimesed tulevad, nad saavad ka stuudiot vaadata, aga kui nad võtavad ühendust ja paluvad külastust, siis võimaluse korral saab seda kindlasti korraldada.
In any case, I do encourage people to visit Israel. I think it is a great place to bring the Bible to life, to visit the places that God has really used in order to proclaim his name among the people and to really live history and see the different places that have really brought about what we actually believe in.
et kindlasti Iisraeli külastades saab piibel meile elavaks ja me saame tundma ka neid kohti ja olukordi, mida me loeme ja selle võrra saame me ka oma loojad paremini tundma.
So as much as it is a blessing also for Israel to enrich its tourism and economy, obviously, to a certain degree, it is also a personal journey and would enrich as much the person going.
Et olgugi, et see on tõepoolest ka majanduslikult Iisraelile kasulik, kui turistid tulevad, siis on see kindlasti reisijale endale ka vaimulikult ja hingeliselt väga kosutav ja avav teekond.
Ja siin kohal meenub ka kellegi ütlus, et külastada ise püha maad, see on just kui viies evangeelium.
And a person has said that visiting the Holy Land is kind of the fifth gospel.
Kus Jumala sõna saab elavaks ja kus saab ise käia Jeesuse jala jälgedes. Et ma kujutan ette, et kristlaste osakaal Iisraeli turismis on väga suur.
So it's very important that we can actually follow in the footsteps of Jesus and see the places ourselves. And maybe it's so that the Christian believers are the most numerous people who visit Israel.
Ühes oma eelnevas lauses sa mainisid, et Iisraelis toimub väga palju ja seal on ka pingelisi olukordi. Kas sa oled vahest tundnud, et pea läheb kuumaks ja on tarvis leida midagi, et mis aitaks nii-öelda rahuneda ja mida sa teed selleks, et sellistes olukordades nii-öelda pea küll moida?
So, as you said previously, that there are many things going on in Israel and many conflict spaces, but what do you do in those situations, or do they occur, that you feel that you are starting to boil over, and how do you keep your cool in those situations then?
Well, my mother taught me to count to 10.
Ema õpetas mulle lugeda kümneni.
And I think that actually in any conflict situation, the difference between believers and non-believers is that we can fall back onto Christ.
Ja ma arvan, et igas konflikti olukorras vahe usklike ja mitteusklike vahel on see, et meie saame toetuda Kristusele.
Who guides us and leads us.
Tema juhib ja juhatab meid.
And refers us to the book of wisdom.
Ja tema juhatab meid ka tarkuse raamatu juurde.
Proverbs indicates to us that blessed are those who are slow to anger.
Õpetussõnad ütlevad meile, et õndsad on need, kes on pikaldased vihastuma.
And when you put on the one hand being blessed and the other hand being a little foolish, I think going with blessed is a better way.
Ja pannes nüüd kaalukausil ühele poole olla õnnistatud ja teisele poole vihastuda, siis ma arvan, et olla õnnistatud on palju parem.
But joking aside, I think that every person goes through a journey and this journey has to build us up to the point that we want to be as Christ was.
Ja ma usun, et nali naljaks, aga me kõik oleme teekonnal ja ma usun, et meie teekonna eesmärk on see, et saada pidevalt Jeesusele sarnasemaks ja käituda nii, nagu tema käitus.
And more importantly, as Christ is.
Ja veel enam olla nii, nagu Kristus oli.
Sinu põhi tööks iga päev on rääkida poliitikast.
Your job every day is to talk about politics.
Kuidas sulle tundub, kas inimestel on tekinud teatav väsimus Benjamin Netanyahust, sellepärast, et sarnaselt Eestiga on ka Iisraelis olnud väga pikalt üks partei võimul ja kas on tekinud inimestel ka selline teatav väsimus?
So, what do you think? Are people in some way tired of Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been who has been in governing for a long time, and likewise in Estonia, there has also been one party who has been governing for a long time. Do you think that people are tired of that situation?
Well, let me actually indicate a statement Netanyahu said once to a U.S. envoy to the Middle East, Martin Indyk, where he specified or he illustrated the Israeli society as a group of tribes.
Benjamin Netanyahu siis ükskord kirjeldas ühele USA ametnikule Iisraeli rahvast kui suguharusid.
And being a group of tribes, all you need to do is garner the support of the bigger tribes.
Ja see, mida siis suguharudena me tegema peame, on tegelikult see, et kindlustama suuremate suguharude turvalisuse.
Cultural indications are very dominant in Israel.
Ja Iisraelis on nii-öelda kultuurilised aspektid nendes asjades väga olulised.
And using those in order to garner political support are vital for the success of a politician.
Ja nüüd selleks, et üks poliitik saaks edukas olla, peab ta suutma tagada just nendes olukordades ja nendes kultuurilistes aspektides selle rahu ja turvalisuse.
Going back to what Netanyahu said, and that was in the late 90s.
Minnes tagasi selle juurde, mida Netanyahu ütles, ja see oli hilis 90-ndatel.
He indicated that the strength of his leadership relies upon the bigger tribes.
Ja ta ütles, et tema juhtimise tugevus tegelikult toetub suurtele suguharudele.
I think Israel is very divided when we're talking about politics.
Ja ma usun, et Iisrael on väga lõhenenud selle, kui me räägime poliitikast.
The fact of the matter is Prime Minister Netanyahu is a long time serving Israeli leader.
Ja peaminister Netanyahu on pikka aega teeninud Iisraeli valitsust.
And as every other democracy, the state of Israel has different groups of people, a diverse stretch of opinions, and many people might be tired of him, but also many people still support him.
Nii nagu igas demokraatias, siis on ka Iisraelis väga palju gruppe ja huvigruppe, kes püüavad seista ise enda eest, ja on neid inimesi, kes on praegusest peaministrist väsinud, aga on ka neid, kes teda palavalt pooldavad.
The bottom line of it is, though, that every leader in Israel wants the best for the Jewish state.
Tegelikult, mis on tähtis, on see, et iga juht Iisraelis soovib parimalt juudi riigile.
That's my personal opinion.
See on minu isiklik arvamus.
And I think that the only difference between them is how do you reach that state or position in which Israel would be in a better place.
Ja ma usun, et tähtis on see, et me peaksime keskenduma sellele, kuidas me jõuame selle olukorrani, et Iisraeli riigil oleks hea olla.
At this time, most of Israel, the majority of the country, support the path that Netanyahu has laid in front of them.
Suur osa inimestest hetkel Iisraelis toetab seda teed, mida mööda Netanyahu käib.
külalise stuudio.
Jonathan Hessen, Iisraeli riik tähistab õige pea 2018. Aasta kevadel oma 70. sünnipäeva. Milline on Iisraeli riik oma 70. juubeli lävel?
So in 2018, Israel is going to celebrate the 70th anniversary. What is Israel as a state like just before the 70th anniversary?
I think it's a vibrant democracy on the one hand.
Ühest küljest on see väga elav demokraatia.
And on the other hand, it still is facing the challenges of every young state.
Ja teisest küljest kohtub ta ka nende väljakutsetega, mis on igal noorel riigil.
As opposed to Estonia, it's not a member of the European Union.
Erinevalt Eestist ei ole Iisrael Euroopa Liidu liige.
Nevertheless, it is also very reliant on the support of the United States.
Aga samal ajal toetub ta väga palju USA toetusele.
And again, it's not a member of the European Union, but the number one partner on economic aspects is the European Union.
Olgugi, et Iisrael ei ole Euroopa Liidu liige, siis esmane majanduspartner on siiski Euroopa Liit.
It's still dealing with aspects of identity.
Me tegeleme endiselt ka identiteedi küsimustega.
Very diverse types of people have immigrated to Israel.
Väga mitmed tüüpi rahvused ja inimesed on sisse rännanud Iisraeli.
And it's trying to find its place within the international community.
Ja see riik püüab leida oma kohta rahvusvahelises grupis.
So it is a process that every country has to undergo.
Nii et see on üks protsess, millest iga riik peab läbi minema.
And being in a region where certain countries are aspiring and calling for your destruction is not making it any easier.
Ja olles olukorras, kus sind ümbritsevad riigid püüdlevad selle poole, et sind hävitada, siis selle kõige keskel ei ole kerge olla.
In any case, I think that whomever witnessed the establishment of Israel 70 years ago,
kes iganes siis sai olla selle tunnistajaks 70 aastat tagasi, et loodi Iisraeli riik,
could never imagine that humans could create such a state in such a short time.
Siis ma arvan, et ta ei oleks suutnud ette kujutada, et inimesed saavad luua sellise riigi nii lühikese ajaga.
And I believe that when you know that something is bigger than you, you know that God had a hand in it.
Ja kui sa näed, et miski on tegelikult sinust suurem, siis sa mõistad, et Jumal oli selles asjas sees.
Iisraeli üks varasemaid peaministreid, proua Golda Meir, on öelnud, et keegi ei taha teha rahu nõrga riigiga, et riik peab olema tugev. Kas Iisrael on täna tugev ja milles seisneb Iisraeli riigi tugevus täna?
A former prime minister of Israel, Golda Meir, has said that no one wants to make peace with a weak country. Do you think that Israel today is strong? And what expresses that the country is strong?
Well, I think that the strength of anything is measured by its weakest link.
Et iga asja tugevust saab hinnata tema nõrgima lüli järgi.
If we truly identify the components of the state of Israel.
Kui me vaatleme siis Iisraeli riigi nii-öelda ehituskomponente.
It is a country with a relatively vibrant economy.
Tegemist on riigiga, kus on küllaltki elav majandus.
Relatively self-sustainable.
Ja ta on küllaltki ennast ära toitev.
It has a strong military with very technological components.
Ja meil on ka väga tugev militaarpool, kus on väga hea tehnoloogiline pool.
It has international assurances of sustaining its qualitative edge militarily on the Middle East.
Iisraelis on ka väga hea võimalus selleks, et olles ümbritsetud Lähis-Ida riikidest, siis on tegelikult ka väljakutse, millele vastu minna see, kuidas täpselt nendes olukordades nende Lähis-Ida partneritega toime tulla.
But it has a lot of challenges as well, pertaining to its various societies within Israel.
Aga on ka erilisi väljakutseid arvestades gruppe, kes kõik Iisraelis elavad.
It still has a significant group of its Arab minority that do not see eye in eye with Israel society.
Ja on ka gruppe, kes elavad Iisraelis, aga ei näe silmast silma Iisraeli nii-öelda põliste elanikega.
They amount to up to 23%.
Ja neid inimesi, kes niimoodi ei arva, on peaaegu 23%.
You have a very big minority also of ultra-Orthodox Jews who also do not see eye to eye with the Israeli establishment.
On ka suur hulk ultra-Orthodoxe, kes samamoodi ei näe silmast silma nendega, kes püüavad riiki üles ehitada.
They amount to some 17%.
Ja neid on umbes 17%.
Here we reached already 40% with people who don't see eye to eye with the Israeli establishment.
Ja nii saamegi me umbes 40% inimestest, kes tegelikult ei näe silmast silma inimestega, kes püüavad seda riiki üles ehitada.
But you do see small sparks of progress also in those societies that are moving toward integration within the state of Israel.
Aga ka nendes gruppides on näha väikeseid sädemeid, mis liiguvad integratsiooni poole kogu Iisraeliga.
Ma arvan seda, et arvestades kõiki neid keerulisi situatsioone ja neid väga erinevaid inimesi, siis tegelikult Iisrael on selle 70 aasta jooksul väga hästi hakkama saanud.
To think about all the difficult situations and all the people who are coming against Israel, then in those short 70 years, Israel has actually done very well for themselves doing all that.
Ja ma arvan, et paljudel riikidel oleks ka tänastes keerulistes poliitilistes olukordades, eriti kuna on ka palju pagulasi tulemas lõuna poolt põhja poole, hea Iisraeli eeskujuks võtta.
And I think that many countries today, especially when we have the situation that many refugees are coming northwards from south, then they could take example from Israel.
Aitäh, Jonathan Hessen, tulemas tänasesse saatesse. Meil on olnud väga meeldiv vestlus, aga lõpetuseks tahaks küsida midagi täiesti teisest vallast. Milline raamat on sinu öökapil?
Thank you, Jonathan Hessen, for being here today in our show, and we have had a lovely conversation. But to finish off the show today, we'd like to ask you a different kind of question. Which book is on your nightstand?
Currently. Well, currently I am reading. It's a book by Colin Powell. It worked for me.
Praegusel hetkel on minu öökapil raamat endiselt kindralilt Colin Powellilt It Worked For Me.
Aitäh tulemast tänasesse saatesse ja soovime sulle head aega veel siin Eestis ja head teekonda tagasi Iisraeli.
Thank you very much for being here and we wish you a good time here in Estonia and a good journey back to Israel.
I appreciate it and thank you for having me.
Ma väga hindan seda ja aitäh, et te mind kutsusite.
Head kuulajad, te kuulsite saadet Külalise stuudio. Täna oli külaliseks TV7 Jerusalemma toimetuse juht Jonathan Hessen. Temaga vestles Margit Prantsus ja saates oli tõlgiks Johannes Vergi.
külalise stuudio .